Good afternoon. It is 2:29 PM and it is the 9th. I totally forgot the 9th of September. So I'm just making myself a cup of tea at the minute. I'm just getting kind of prepared for the onslaught of going back out and picking my son up. So I thought I'd make myself a cup of tea before that happens. It's been quite nice, this whole school thing, but what I wanted to talk about was school lunches. As we are the first to do this whole free school meals for whatever underage, I can't remember the age now, but I think it's up to the year 3, isn't it? In the UK, that's what we're doing at the minute. Sounds great on paper. I did think, oh, good idea, but will it work, type of thing. From what I've heard from most people, it hasn't worked. And for us, I don't think it's working right now. I mean, I'm going to keep doing... Well, currently what I'm doing right now is... Fridays are fish nights at my school. At my son's school, even. And I know my son will eat the fish. So at least then he's getting his warm meal, and I know he'll eat it. And I'm making him packed lunches every other day. That's fine. But I did pick things that I thought would be a bit different, because I noticed some nights it was fish fingers, some nights it was salmon. So I picked them all thinking, well, it's worth him trying. And when I came into handing over the menu and showing them what I've chosen for my son, I said, look, I'm not sure if he'll eat the salmon, but maybe it's worth a try. To which the head of the kitchen at my school turned around and went, oh, God, no, it won't be salmon. It'll be a fish in the shape of a fish finger, but it definitely won't be salmon. So not only do they not know what fish it would be, it's not even the one that's advertised. And that was like, oh, great. The other things were, they were advertising that they were going to have chicken fajitas with a bit of spice and vegetables and stuff and lettuce. Apparently, actually, the wraps are just wraps with a bit of cold chicken in them. Nothing else. Oh, great. That's really useful to know that. My tea's going a bit lukewarm. So, kind of disappointed, but I will give it some time. After all, this is the first term of it going out. Perhaps things will change. We'll learn. Maybe the schools and the local areas, as well as the government, will learn to kind of make it work a bit better. I don't know. And maybe it will take a year or two for it to actually perfect. By which then they probably won't be doing it anymore, probably. I don't know. I'd like to hope that it will work at the same time. I don't really have huge hopes for it. So normally my son's school, if we were paying for it, it would cost £1.90. Again, I asked people from their schools in their different areas all across the UK, how much would your school's meals normally cost, whether you have a child paying or not? Just tell me how much it would normally be. Nobody said any less than £2, which is a little bit daunting, a bit worrying. I mean, I am in a working class and a very high unemployed area, so it's understandable that it's quite low. They're trying to sort of entice people to... eat the meals there, but considering finding out that it's pretty much cack anyway that they give the kids, I don't think you can even entice people at that low price. If you actually care, sort of care about what your kids eat, you're probably not going to want to even think about it. I mean, a lot of the children I see in my son's class, they go in with a packed lunch. There's two reception classes and they kind of mingle together, but there's two anyway. And most of them go in with a lunchbox nearly every day. Some of them, like my son, will have a day where they have a hot meal. They also do a, because they have a, like a milk break or whatever. And I've noticed that they actually advertise that during that break they do a snack. And if you pay the 10p for the snack, they'll get the snack. And you choose, because it's written on the window, which I didn't notice until yesterday. I was like, oh great, thanks for telling me. I'm more than happy to pay 10p for my son to have a slice of chocolate. You've got chocolate cake is all it was, and I thought, well, 10p, fine, at least it'll make him really excited about what he got. It'll be like almost like a reward. So I'm hoping that he'll be pretty full when he comes home. What did I pack for his lunch? I cannot remember now. I'm just getting ready to go out and stuff, and I just looked out onto my into my patio windows, and there's these two kiss marks on my window. So I can only see my son kissing his daddy goodbye. Anyway, I'm trying to remember what I packed him. I packed him some rice cakes, sausages, two gingerbread men, some chocolate buttons, and some dried fruit, and also some organics. I'm going to get them out here actually. The organics fruit stars, which are blackcurrant and apple. Both the kids gobbled these up really well. So totally recommend these. They're the organics goodie range. They're ages 12 months up, sorry. But yeah, they're definitely really good, actually. So both the kids really like them, and there's no nasties in it. There's no fake stuff. It's all organic, no junk. So I'm quite happy with those. And I know he likes these fruits, so things like apples and stuff. Because I've run out of apples. Normally I have like an abundance of apples and oranges. I'm waiting for the Tesco delivery later today. Yeah, because I was ill on the weekend, I didn't get it sorted out until a couple of days ago, and the only £1 delivery, because I only do it for £1, the only £1 delivery I could get was today at between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m, which is going to be fun, because normally it's the time we put our son to bed, so he's either going to go to bed early or late, I'm not really sure which, probably early. If I'm lucky. So, yes. I'd love to hear what your children think about their free school meals. Do you think it's a good idea? Is it working well in your area, or do you think it still needs some tweaking? What would you like to see in this free school meal idea, and what kind of foods do you think would be good? And also, if you kind of do like a half and half or mix of both, like I'm doing one day of a hot meal. So, yes, I'm going to go enjoy my tea and watch. Apparently, I'm watching Phineas and Ferb. I don't know. We always have the TV stuck to Disney XD now, or the Xbox. That's pretty much it. So, if I don't want the Xbox, I just switch it onto the TV and it's Disney XD. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll quite happily watch The Avengers, or Spider-Man, or Phineas and Ferb. I don't know, does anyone else have that problem, where they just find themselves watching a kids show, even though there's no kids around? I can't be the only one, surely. Anyway, I'm going to go now. Before I'll make a little shout-out, it's my buggy walk on Saturday. If you can, please donate. I don't care how little or small or big or huge or whatever. If you can donate, that would be great. If you can't donate, and I understand if you can't, please can you share? You can find blog posts about it over at petitemom.co.uk. You can find the link over at my Twitter account, which is at petitemew. I'll probably keep sharing it all through the day and stuff as well. But yes, it's to help the Lullaby Trust, who are trying to cut the amount of children in the UK that pass away to sudden infant death syndrome, also known as cot death, and try and halve it down. Thanks for listening. Bye.